The mission of the government is to come and sit with the rebels who are in the opposition in order to reach a peace agreement. Last time we signed some aspects of the agreement of formation of transitional government. There were issues that were left, not dealt with, and that's why we are back to finalize and strike a deal so that we bring peace back home.
And what are these issues that you've not finalized from last time?
Well, there is the structures of the governance, where we have the issue of vice president, and also we have the issue of percentages of power sharing. We have the issues that have just emerged as two armies to coexist in one nation after the agreement for a certain period, and also the recomposition or reconstitution of the assembly and the mechanisms of the decision making. With the issues of vice president, we knew that we gave an alternative solution to allow the political stability in our country. We know Honorable James Wanyika is our vice president. We know Riek Machar coming back to be first vice president. We saw it will create regional imbalances, and it's also going to degrade the position that was already given to the people of Equatoria. We said there will be two equal vice presidents with equal status, but with the different assignments from the president, whereas the rebels wanted to be taking the lead as first vice president. That one is the issue to be dealt with. We also think the decision of mechanism of taking decision in the government, whether in the cabinet or in the assembly, to be 80%, it's not anywhere that is seen. Maximum in the assembly is always on the critical issues, and that requires 2/3 majority. However, within the normal businesses of the day in the cabinet, it is simple majority or consensus.
And let me pick you from where you're saying the reconstitution of the assembly is a non-starter. Now, with this stand that your government is having, do you see any hopes for a peace deal to be signed on Thursday?
I'm really optimistic. So far, when we came with our president, we are very optimistic. We know that our people suffered for long during the decades of a struggle where we attained our independence. With the independence, we never thought again that we will go back to war and even fighting among ourselves. It's the fight that should be for development. So we are optimistic, and we hope the other side will be mindful of the lives and the suffering of the people of South Sudan so that they know the issues very clearly and come to understanding so that we go back and rebuild our country from where it is today.
And it's my understanding that you're saying this time around a peace deal will be signed, whether you agree with the rebels or not.
Well, it takes two parties to agree. It's not one party to agree. And that's, we are very confident on our side as a government. We are also looking forward to see our brothers in the opposition having the same will so that we come together. And these are the two parties that are needed to bring the agreement and the peace and normalcy back home.
Yes. Honorable one, we are all locked out. We don't know what is happening inside there. Do you have any leads on what is happening inside there?
Well, I do not have any lead, but I have the lead previously because these issues are very clear and they are the issues on the table right now. With the issue of two armies, that has just emerged is a new thing that was not existing before. And we knew we are one nation, and if we differ, doesn't mean that we'll have two armies on our country. It doesn't make sense, and it is like transferring the war from the bushes back to the towns.